You're listening to Reflections West with David Moore and Lisa Simon,
featuring stories and ideas of a diverse American West.
Today we're reading a reflection by the author John Clayton on the perceived individualism of women in the early West. Clayton often writes about the early days of Montana. His most recent book is Stories from Montana's Enduring Frontier. But this reflection draws from his earlier book, The Cowboy Girl, a biography of one of Montana's first female novelists, Carolyn Lockhart. He writes,
"My research into the life of Carolyn Lockhart upended many of my old beliefs about women in the West. She was a single woman who moved west in 1904, in her 30s. She was not a housewife or a hooker, as many imagine women in the Old West had to be. She was not a traditional feminist or a community builder, as many imagine women must have wanted to be. She was tough, independent, sarcastic, passionate, and to judge from men's reactions, beautiful. Her accomplishments as a journalist, novelist, rodeo founder, newspaper publisher, and homesteading rancher dwarf any five average individual's accomplishments. Lockhart's independence helped her to overcome huge obstacles, many of them gender-based. She fought the conformities of publishers, cattle buyers, and town busybodies, and she fought them alone. As I wondered at her strength, I came to see this strong individualism, her orneriness, as shaped not only by the harsh environment, but by the failures of Western communities. The communities Lockhart lived in largely rejected her. Was that because, as many people told me, she was cold and mean? She always thought people were ripping her off. She engaged in feuds, and she rejected every marriage proposal. But what if individualism and meanness were the price she had to pay for being surrounded by sexism, conformity, intolerance, and cowardice? Maybe Lockhart, like me, hungered for community, but her community demanded a lonely individualism.
Clayton pairs his reflection with a passage from Lockhart's 1919 novel, The Fighting Shepherdess. In this story, the main character, Katie, reveals the personal cost of surviving among a largely male and cutthroat Western community.
The scene unfolds as she receives an unexpected visit from a friend, a wealthy, generous man whom she might love if only she could.
Because the passage is mostly dialogue, David and I will read it without attributions. The scene begins with the suitor asking what caused Katie to become so rigid and distant. He says,
"I wanted to surprise you."
"You have."
"You don't show it."
"Then I'm improving."
"I liked you as you were, Kate. Warm-hearted, impulsive."
"That got me nothing."
"And you don't care for anything that doesn't get you something?"
"Absolutely not."
"That doesn't sound like you."
"But I'm not me any longer. I've made myself over to suit my environment. I get along much better."
"What has changed you so much, Kate? What in particular?"
"It's nothing in particular. Everything."
"You mean you don't want to tell me?"
"What's the use?"
"I might help you."
"How?"
"In ways that friends can help each other."
"I've tried that."
"You've grown so self-sufficient, you make me feel helpless."
"A clinging vine that has nothing to cling to sprawls on the ground, doesn't it?"
A passage by Carolyn Lockhart.
Reflections West is produced by Lisa Simon and co-hosted by David Moore.
Beth Ann Austin, audio producer. Financial support from Humanities Montana and The Bookstore and Fact and Fiction, a student and faculty-owned nonprofit serving Missoula and beyond.
All of our episodes are available at reflectionswest.org.